The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. It's a great pleasure to be able to share the Word of God with you. And I particularly want to look at ministry as we find it in the letter to the Galatians. One of the things about Paul's letter to the Galatians is that he's expressing very clearly how he came to share the gospel that he preached. And in verse 12 of Galatians 1, he says, "I didn't receive it of man, neither was I taught it, but it came by the revelation of Jesus Christ." You know, as leaders, to have revelation from God is absolutely crucial. We obviously believe wholeheartedly in the Word of God, and any revelation that we claim to have must be checked by the Word of God. It's got to be in line with the Word of God. But the concept of revelation is the sense that you don't understand it because you were taught it. You don't understand things about God because someone else told you. Revelation is the comment, the strong word, which is saying, "I came to know this because God revealed it to me personally in my heart." And you know, effective ministry will always come out of that level of revelation. Now, we're not asking people to have revelations, as I've said, that are inconsistent with Scripture. But the idea, the thing behind revelation is that God opened it up to you. And you know, when God has revealed truth to you, you'll be able to present it with much more conviction and much more strength than just, "Well, I thought this was a good passage to talk about today." To have that sense in your heart that I'm sharing this because as I waited upon God, he revealed to me that this was a passage that the church needed to think about. This was something that is not just a good word. We hope by the grace of God we can always deliver a good word. But the whole thinking behind the revelation of God is that really powerful sense, this is what is needed now. And Paul's grasp of the gospel was very much built upon the whole sense of what God made known to him. He talks about being the chief of sinners. He talks about, "I am crucified with Christ." He talks about that sense of, "I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ lives in me." How did he know that? Well, he knew that not simply as a biblical truth, but because in his heart he became deeply aware of Christ living within him, of Christ being the center of his affections and life. And the revelation that Paul had of Jesus clearly is a biblical revelation, but it's so balanced. He's aware of his sin. He's aware of his need. He's aware of his weaknesses. But he's incredibly aware of the love of God. He's aware that he has come to know the living God, that God has made himself abundantly clear as a God who hates sin, a God who loves righteousness, and a God who is going to give him purpose in his life. He says, "I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." You know, we need to keep coming back to God and say, "Lord, let my ministry flow out of my understanding of who you are." sometimes preachers are tempted to bring a message because they think there's someone in the church who needs to hear it. Well, that's not a good use of preaching. And in fact, the person who you were wanting to address may not even be present that day. So that's a waste of time. Now, when we share, it's got to come from a sense, as I waited on God, this is what he revealed to my heart. And if it happens to be incredibly relevant to someone in the congregation, well, that's how it is. But you don't design it to actually achieve that. You leave that with God. Revelation of the love of God, revelation of our position in Christ, revelation of how we are able to serve God. This is the vital, vital key blessing to ministry. I share because this is what God has made so very clear to me. Let me finish with a very brief testimony. Last night, and I realize when you listen to this that that night will be some time ago, but last night I just had a deep sense that I should share the gospel with a group that I teach from time to time in Uganda. And I began to share very strongly about the gospel and gave an invitation for people to serve Christ. I didn't know that in the meeting were people who'd been involved in witchcraft. I didn't know in the meeting there were people who needed to know Jesus. Very often I'm speaking to a group of people where many are already believers. But this was something God laid on my heart, and four people responded to receive Jesus, some who had been deep in witchcraft. You need that revelation. It's not giving an appeal every time, like a routine thing. We need to know. God is saying, here is a message that needs a response. Well, we thank God. God bless you and reveal truth to you, and let your ministry come out of the revelation based on the word of God, and that will touch and bless many lives. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.